שלום לכם, תודה שאתם מצטרפים אלינו.
Hello and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, hello. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. And today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about trust between the individual and society. You can also ask questions live on Facebook. We'll try to ask them here on Dr. Lightman's page. Nitza, please. Yeah, trust. It's something really painful. Trust is a necessary condition, component that exists in any social system. It's actually a condition for some kind of consent, communication, rules, laws, creating some kind of framework. And when the system of trust is broken, then, of course, there's fear of disintegration, and no one trusts or believes anyone else, and it's very hard to establish any kind of relationship. And today we'd like to focus on the problem of trust or the lack of trust between an individual and society. Always it was clear that there is the particular interest and there is the general social interest. And even though that it was clear that there is a particular interest involved, still, they could kind of live together in a sort of balanced way. Today, there is a feeling that the personal, particular interest is far greater than the general social one, and something's falling apart in this relationship. By the way, according to a survey done last month, then about 30% of the public here in Israel, only 30%, trust the different governmental systems, etc., etc. So this is something very low, all-time low. So let's try and understand what broke between the individual and society. Well, it's not society. You have to make a distinction between the lack of trust between man and the government, between a person and the government that's supposed to govern the public, the nation, the people, and also an individual as a part of it, and the trust between man and his environment and the public and the nation and the government are two different things. And so we have to distinguish between man's attitude towards his relatives or those further away, managers, government. And certainly, there is a very serious matter of lack of trust, lack of compatibility, lack of connection between the two. First of all, it's clear to us, and not only to us, it's all over the world, that governments function egoistically, that first of all, they think about their well-being, their goal, that is to strengthen their particular engagements. Today, you don't have something like that, that a person sees that he doesn't fit the role or the position that he's in and moves aside, making room for someone who's more suiting or talented, etc., etc. No way. To the contrary, he'll bend the entire government and the entire country, and it doesn't matter to him that he's doing it really, that he's performing, that he's doing things that really harm his homeland, the country, the public, the nation. The main thing is that he's well off. The times of the pioneers of Ben-Gurion are behind us. There, too, you had struggles which weren't that clean between the right and left. And all the more nowadays, it became so twisted that you have no way to tell what's what, who's who. It's like a market that everyone wants to sell and buy. to buy for as cheap as possible and sell for as much as he can get. And this is what the government's all about. This is what it does. This is what it's engaged in. And we see it in the press, from what you can see, from what we do know, relations. But certainly, it doesn't add to our trust in the managers, and therefore the 30% that you're talking about, that you're talking about ordinary citizens that believe the government, that it governs the nation, the people, to their benefit, to the benefit of the country, of society, of the public. I don't think so. I think that 30% is an exaggerated number. But because we have no other choice, this is how we are. How could it be that with such a low percentage of trust in the government, we don't do anything? And from one day to the next, we only look at what goes on, and we're willing for it to continue. Furthermore, it's not only the government, it's in general public systems, meaning that a person doesn't believe the police, courts, the army, no elected officials, those that are supposed to come and serve the public. The public simply doesn't believe the systems that are supposed to serve it. True, yeah. So there's nothing to add here, actually. Obviously, it's the deterioration of generations, the deterioration of man's attitude toward the country, toward the government, and it's only getting worse. What's the main danger, the way you see it, from your point of view, the main danger when such a system of trust is broken? A person loses his connection with the country, with the nation, with the land itself. He doesn't care whether he's living here or he's living in some other place. If he doesn't feel that the government's his, then what does he care? To fight for it? Because he's not looking at the country. What is a country? Is it the nation? No, the nation also is going through such states that everyone's thinking only about themselves and there's no national connection here or anything. And that's the entire problem. The education that we have received is that you have to care for yourself. You feel good here, great. You don't, look for some other place on the planet. Go ahead. Good luck, don't be a sucker. At this point, after we've tried to understand a bit how dangerous is it, and was it, what is it based on, and you previously said that the thing that changed is that a person thinks only about himself, period. In such a reality that has brought us to a state where the mechanisms are detached from the public because each part of the mechanism is thinking only about itself, and it has nothing to do with one or another kind of political agenda. It's on all sides, and the public is crashing too. Also the public, not only the systems. So in this broken up situation, we want to build something better. Suppose we want to define principles for building new trust between an individual and society and these the different governmental systems. Let's take a study case. There's a new mayor, yeah? And he came to a reality like we have now. There's the public, there's everything that you had before that. There is a lack of trust between the public and the system that he is going to govern. And you need, you or I or whoever, we need to lead the city as the mayor. And you understand that this is the lack of trust is the main problem, and you want to start building trust. What is the first principle that needs to lead us toward building trust? First of all, I have to depict the situation that we are in to the public, that we're in a system that's closing in on us, suppose within the city, and we have to provide ourselves with electricity, water, different basic needs, health services, education, different systems without which we can't exist, because a particular person and a person and a family, citizens living in that city, we need to see these systems working to the benefit of the general goal, which is to provide every person with a sense of security, provision, health, education, etc., etc., different such things, that these systems, they actually exist, but they exist disconnected from the person. But some of them get guidance from the government, and some of them, or altogether, they're arranged by the different ministries, however it's convenient to them, and whatever serves them in the best way. Meaning, it's the same disease, only that now it is broken down into details where each is concerned only with himself in relation to all of the city's systems. It is a difficult problem for the mayor if he really wants to arrange these things in a true and correct way. I imagine myself in his shoes. It's really to work against the ego of each and every person, all the systems, each and every citizen, and also the systems themselves that are in contradiction to one another, in opposition with one another, because the budget is one, and they need to share it, divide it, and it's always one at the expense of the other. So it's a problem. And here you have many different circles that have personal interests in the city. You have men, women, you have children. They're religious, secular. There are maybe also Arabs and Jews, meaning you need to be good with everyone, with all those that are within the boundaries of that city. So what do? Because then there's a problem in relation to the place where you are, how to use this entire place to the benefit of these, to the benefit of those, to close it on Shabbat, on Sabbath, so there won't be any traffic or in holidays or different other events or not. So it's a very complicated situation. Suppose we're living in a city, in the city of Petah Tikva. So, it is, I think it's the fifth largest city in Israel, or even larger. It's a problem. So it's not only a matter of knowing what to do, but what to start with. Meaning, we actually need to bring the public to such a level where it understands what are we doing, and this way to raise their trust that even though that we're now doing things that aren't so pleasant, maybe at least for some of the public, but everyone agrees that we have no choice and we need to pay for individual freedoms, general freedom, etc., etc., etc. I'm keeping or taking care of that boat that is in stormy seas. So you said, first of all, to explain about the existing situation. Is it true, is it correct to expose the depth of the rift of the problem? To what extent to expose the problem, where does it come from, etc.? Well, this is a must. Otherwise, the mayor, and I'm not saying that that's how it is, but Otherwise, the mayor will not get the public's trust and will not be understood, will not be supported. So a proper mayor needs to be correctly connected with the public, with all the people in the city. So if we look at things from an integral point of view, what element or what main principle is it important to expose to the public in order to start building some kind of understanding of what is the root of all the problems of this disease in our systems? It's necessary to build and show everyone what are the priorities. Our priorities in relation to the city, what are our principles, what's more, what's less important, how do we divide, or according to what do we divide the budget, what comes first, what comes next, in terms of money, in terms of the process of correction, the process itself, to explain it to the public, to show it to everyone, for the public to support it and understand, and so. So we talked about transparency, how important it is that the mayor will surface, explain the situation, his priorities, the process of decision making. And even if there's no consent, for example, suppose now he explains about a certain process of decision-making and the public disagrees, does it still build trust to the measure to which he's open to the public and explains what is the process according to which he is approaching the healing of the situation, then the public starts understanding that the mayor has a certain plan, or I'd even say a kind of dream, and he's going for it. And maybe he opens it up for discussion, and then the public understands that this person is really treating them not like some kind of flock, herd, but that he does want their support, that he treats them as human beings that are living together with him, that the citizens of that city need to discuss together with him the things that are more important, less important, because by voting for him, they didn't make it so that now he is he's the sheikh for the upcoming 5 years. But that all in all, he needs to listen to everyone, to see the important things, and for him to actually govern a common, the city's, the common desire of the public. They need to know that he has such a direction, such a desire that he'll do the best. In short, his plan is to do to the benefit of the city, to the benefit of the citizens, and not to the benefit of keeping his chair, so that in the next round he'll be prime minister instead of mayor. Look, I'm sure that the mayor before him, he also came with pretty words, and he said, I want... No, I'm not talking about pretty words. I'm talking about plans that he's now building according to the ideas or the that he talks to the people, you know, like it used to be in the past, that the ruler comes out to the city square and all the public's there and he hears everyone and the different groups, these want that, these want, those want this, and he listens and he understands the problems. The mayor, he can't be from the outside, from some place that he doesn't understand what's going on here. You can't bring even, I don't know what kind of politician, as pretty as he might be, and that, you know, he really knows how to talk and everything. You can't bring him here. You need to bring a person who understands the problems, the specific problems of the city, and that he has a plan from long ago, that he's thinking that this and this and that should be done, this how it should be, and that nonetheless he takes into consideration and talks to the people. Okay, let's zoom out a moment. The example of a mayor in a city in which you have to build trust is just an example, but I want to learn about the situation in general. So what is the first integral principle that we need to take in order to build trust? That the chosen mayor, who's chosen freely by all people in the city, and, you know, open elections, and he commits and to and carries out all the plans that are necessary in order to advance the city, in order to heal it along with the citizens in that city. It's not that, okay, I got my chair, now shut up, I'm ruler for 5 years. So the principle is to be together. Yes, that's the principle, together. All in all, you can't, all the people of the city can't talk all the time at the same time, every time. And therefore, there's a group that is accepted by the public, that follows up on what the mayor does. There are different other systems that come, that are on part of the public, that aren't related to the management of the city, and they work. And this is how the public works with the mayor. Is it true for any kind of system, the police department, a country? I can't say anything about systems like the police and the army, but all the public systems, surely they need to work that way. And, you know, practically you do have that, but it's not working correctly. So what needs to be added? This is exactly the next question. What will make the difference that will shift it from words to practical implementation, correct implementation? These systems don't work in mutual connection. There's no feedback. There's no correct, true feedback between what the public all in all thinks and what later on the mayor implements through or with the help of his systems. So this is a really interesting question, because we talked about transparency and trust, and theoretically, obviously, this is what needs to be done in order to improve the system of trust. But in practice, is it some kind of malfunction or something much greater and deeper? Because we're talking about the relations between two systems, the public system and the local governmental system, and these two systems are egoistic ones, that each thinks to his own benefit without taking into consideration what's going to happen. Suppose you have the religious, seculars, men, women. You have different things. You have different groups among the citizens of the city. No one wants to take the others into consideration. There's nothing that unites them, that connects them. Everyone wants to determine something to their own benefit and wants to exist at the expense of others, and this is a problem.
So,
every sector cares for itself, but suppose it would have been like some challenge, like a game, that every sector would get the challenge of another sector. No, of course not. How could that be? That if I, suppose, belong to the religious sector, then now the challenges that I'm getting are to be concerned with, educating the youth. Can be. For this, there need to be systems that can really make a difference, that can influence the mayor, and the mayor every time is in different kinds of connection and communication with them. But again, the problem isn't the people. Because the people themselves, they act egoistically to their own benefit. It's not something personal. It needs to be at least to the benefit of that public. You're saying that a person who's leading such a system, what does he need to say? He needs to say that he needs to participate in a rational, friendly way with the other systems. Suppose you have the system that's responsible for Torah studies, that's responsible for religious needs, on the one hand. And on the other hand, you have to take care of women and children. You have to take care of the young generation, of the older generation. How can you settle all these systems in a way that everyone will be content? You need to take all these decisions into account. There should, in a way of mutual consideration between everyone, that every part of the city, religious, secular, children, women, etc., health systems, the fire department, the government, and whatnot, that they all take each other into consideration, understanding that it can't be that some one side will get more than what it deserves at the expense of others. But all in all, there is one pocket out of which all of us need to get money and live from this money, develop the different systems in the city. There is no such approach. The approach is that I don't care about anyone. They can die as much as I care, and I need to live. Suppose I'm responsible for whatever system it is. Even the health system that's important to everyone is of. But I also need to take into consideration the fact that I can't pull into this system from the education system, etc. There's a general problem of education, the education of man here, of these groups that exist in the city, that they actually, each of them, each group, sees the city as that instrument with the help of which it fulfills its needs. And suppose comes the mayor, looks at this situation, and he sees that as a result of everyone thinking about themselves, not caring about anyone else, also inside the different governing mechanisms, and the public doesn't believe anyone, the government in any way, and he wants to divert that ship in the direction of trust. What is trust? First of all, he needs to open everything. Make everything open, revealed, maybe publish a newspaper. For sure, there's a local newspaper. And to explain there every, quarter.
Kola deot ve kola
the different opinions, disputes, decisions that there are in the city in a light and convenient way that any citizen can understand, so that all the citizens will understand that the governance is going on in the optimum way. It's like relatives, that, you know, it can't be that you give everything to the little children and nothing for the parents and nothing for the grandparents, because you need to clean and you need groceries and you need to strengthen, I don't know, have to repair things. Meaning, what creates trust in a family? That everyone needs to exist. And the main thing is love. That they are above just being in one area together, in one realm, but there are ties of love between them. And this is what the mayor needs to awaken in the citizens of that city to some extent, that we're together in one place. This is our home, the boundaries of the city or the municipality, and let's treat it as a family, relate to it as a family. And we need to give everyone the opportunity to live in dignity and think about each other. And let's make this a role model city. In the past, there were no big countries. There were cities that each city was like a country. So we need to think the same way now. Dr. Leitman, thank you very much. Unfortunately, our time's up. Thank you, Nitsa. Thank you for being with us. Until next time, all the best.